It's time to chit chat. I'm Richard. Let's talk about what's streaming, what I'm liking, what I'm not so much enjoying, and maybe even some random tangents along the way. All right, let's chit chat. All right, it's short and sweet today, but it's important. I don't know if RuPaul's Drag Race has been available on Hulu for long, but I know it just popped into the month of June, and when I was looking through Hulu's splash screen, it said Pride content that would interest you, and RuPaul's Drag Race, and all-star seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race popped up. So I had watched some of this when it was first airing on television a long time ago, but I didn't see the first season for sure, so I'm going back to the beginning, and if I only have the month of June to listen to this, you know, I think it's important to watch the whole journey between RuPaul's Drag Race. Gretchen and I have already told you we love Trixie Mattel and Katya. Now it's time to watch it all from the beginning. Watch the drag queens from 13 years ago and see how they do and how they influence all the other drag queens of the here and now. It follows the same format as any of these shows. I am a pretty big fan of Project Runway. It's like that, but like specifically geared towards drag queens. One of the highlights of watching season one back is there is someone who is touched by a competition that they are doing where MAC Cosmetics had a certain diva girl line that specifically gave all of its proceeds to help with HIV and AIDS. And one of the drag queens, you know, started crying. And it turns out that for 2 years she had been dealing with AIDS. Or no, not AIDS, HIV, sorry. Had been living with HIV. And just got so emotional about the whole project that they were undertaking, competition that they were doing. And said, I hadn't wanted to come out on national television, but my parents didn't know. It's just so important to me, though. So here we are. And it touched me, even though, yes, the drag queens are fun and funny. Yes, they have drama. Like, certain ones are very stubborn. I was surprised how some of them were. This is the first RuPaul's Drag Race, though, that I'm watching, so from season one, the first time they've ever done it. So that's why they don't have any preconceived notions of how this is supposed to go. I like it. It has emotion, it has cattiness, it has humor, and of course, RuPaul is there for every bit of it, all the way. And I know there's not much else to say about it, so this is a short episode, but please go on Hulu, watch RuPaul's Drag Race. Let me know who your favorite queens are from all the seasons at dailychitchat_, or email at streamiversity@gmail.com. It's a fun show. I recommend it. Hulu, look under the Pride section. It should be there. And I mean, happy Pride, obviously happy June. Look at all the different episodes and shows and movies that they have to offer. And have a good month. Anyway, like I said, happy Friday. This is it. Short episode. We all know who RuPaul is. Go watch Drag Race. binge it all. Take this month out, do something wonderful, and I'll see you after the weekend. You'll hear from me then. Happy Pride. Happy weekend. Bye-bye.